If I give you a wrong word and I say it's from God, the Most High Yah, does this mean I'm a false prophet? And how do you know if it's a false word? A false prophet is one who carries the Antichrist spirit. And not everyone who gives a false word is a false prophet. Even seasoned prophets can err. Actual false prophets who carry the Antichrist spirit are a lot harder to detect. They are like spies trained to blend in, and their sole purpose is to carry you to perdition or to destruction and away from God. See 2 Thessalonians and Revelations chapter 17. Prophetic words can be matched or fitted with other prophetic words to assist in confirming the fruit of the prophet, which I believe is why it's important to listen to multiple prophets. I think it's one of the reasons why we have so many. One spirit from Yah speaking should sound like an oracle orchestra. The words will not be exact, but they will blend together like a melody of truth. Then there's those who have a lying spirit. Now specifically, I am speaking of the 2020 United States election and the prophetic word on who would become president. I am not going to lie, this is a hard word, and it's even hard for me to give. But the Most High sent a lying spirit to test his preachers and his prophets, to reveal their hearts. And I won't name names, but most are not false prophets, at least not yet. Because if they continue in disobedience, they will be given over to the Antichrist spirit permanently. But there is still time for them to repent. As I was praying, this is what the Most High shared with me. I have sent a lying spirit to test what is in the hearts of my servants. Yes, I did this to expose their idolatry in their hearts. Not just the man idol, but also the money and the people idolation. Why do you prophesy false things? Why do you put words in my mouth? When I am silent, should you also not be silent? Do you serve me or do you serve the people? I am now exposing you and I am now separating you out. You can choose to go the way of the people or you can choose to follow me. And the other day I was YouTube channel surfing just to see what some of these same prophetic voices were saying. And I didn't see anyone saying that they were wrong or that they heard incorrectly. Not to say that some are not out there, but all I saw was excuses. I saw leaders appealing to their followers. I saw in the spirit leaders afraid of losing the money from donations. But it's not the loss of money or the loss of members or followers that they should be afraid of. It's Elohim, God our judge. I was reading and meditating on Jeremiah chapter 23. It gave me pause. I had to examine my own heart before I could even speak this word. And this is what it said. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, declared the Lord, who steal my words from each other. Behold, I am against the prophet, declares the Lord, who use their tongues and declare, the Lord declares. Behold, I am against those who have prophesied false dreams, declares the Lord, and related them and led my people astray by their falsehoods and reckless boasting. Yet I did not send them or command them, nor do they furnish this people the slightest benefit, declares the Lord. This is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 29 through 32. And I would encourage you to read the entire chapter, especially if you receive prophecy. I did not know who was going to win the election. I was not shown. But I didn't think it was a coincidence that the Most High pulled me out of the National Intercessory Group that I was praying with before the election. What I can share is that as soon as Amy Barrett was appointed as Supreme Court judge, I felt in my spirit Trump's assignment was complete. It was like when Jesus was on the cross and he said, "It is finished." It was like that. It was a moment of completion. This increased my uncertainty that he would win the second term. But again, I did not receive a definitive word that he would or would not be president. The main point of this message is to say that the Most High did send a lying spirit to test his people. Not only the prophets, but those who listened, followed, and believed. His desire is for us to turn back to him completely. We only have one Savior. And if we are to know how to respond and what to do in these uncertain times, we must be certain we are following after the Most High and hearing his voice. The Apostle Paul stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 to desire the spiritual gifts, and especially prophecy, so that you can hear the Most High for yourself, and the prophetic voices are confirming what is already in your spirit, and you become a part of the oracle orchestra of the Most High God. Blessings and shalom, and have a great week.